So I have taken supplements since, honestly, since I can remember, since I was a little kid. My mom used to always make sure that we were taking our vitamins. Shout out to anyone else who took Flintstone vitamins back in the day, those chewable, god-awful daily vitamins. But it was the habit that she was building. The one supplement that she did make sure that we had every day, which I'm so thankful for, is probiotics. So I've been taking supplements for a very, very long time. They've been an important part of my life. They've added to the pillar of health that I value in my life, especially growing up playing athletics. And now, as I'm getting older, pushing 40 and pregnant, supplementation is so important. I'm going to share with you the basics of, like, we're going to break it down of the one supplement I wish I would have started taking sooner. Can you guess what it is? All right. Well, you're going to have to wait till the episode. So let's jump right in.
It's your girl, Emmy Cornwell, Instagram biz coach and social selling expert. Welcome to the Hey Hey Emmy Show. This is a podcast where we talk about all things that will be helpful for you and your business. Everything from Instagram tips and tricks to health hacks to relationships and definitely some Jesus. Basically, everything in between Proverbs 31 and Tupac. I am so excited to party with you in each and every episode because ain't no party like a Hey Hey Emmy party. Can I get an amen? All right, let's get into it, sister.
Hey, hey, what's going on? How are you, sister girl? How are you? How are you? How are you? Happy November. If you're listening to this, not November, happy whatever day it is. But I am just so thankful for a new month and to come on this episode specifically to share with you something that is really important in my life and something that I value and something that I want to share with you, right? Because you're my friend. And what do? When you find things that you love and you like and you're raving about, you tell your friends and family. So since that's you, sister, I know you've heard me talk about it, but I'm going to share a little bit more about the basics of collagen because you should be taking it, right? If you were taking those Flintstone vitamins the same time I was, if you had those Payless shoes that had the black platform with the black strappy thing over it, if you wore Doc Martens, if you liked Saved by the Bell, right? If you had Saturday morning cartoons, if you had any of those things, it's time for you to start taking collagen. But there's so many different collagens out there. Am I right? I mean, it is all the rage and rightfully so. Collagen, you should be taking. Did you know that we actually start to lose our collagen at the age of 25? You know, that's just an approximate number. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, guys. It could be somewhere in your 20s. But once you hit that age range, your production, because collagen is something that your body makes naturally, it starts to decrease around that time. So glad you're here. This is going to be a quick part of a mini series, a three-part mini series all about collagen. I'm going to give you the basics. I'm going to give you why you should pick specifically liquid collagen. And I'm going to give you more information. Not that you want more information, but maybe you do. I don't know. I'm going to give it to you either way. I'm going to give you a little bit more about the brand that I take specifically. And then I'm going to share with you in the third part of this mini series episodes on the podcast, some alternatives, like why let's talk about the alternatives because I don't even have to name them all. You know, there's powdered collagen, there's collagen peptides. There's every network marketing company now has liquid collagen or what they say is liquid collagen because of what they've seen the company that I've partnered with, how really we're leading the market. And there's no competitors, but I'm going to give you all the things that you could possibly need to make a decision about what collagen you should be taking. Cause at the end of the day, I do care because I care about you, but you know, I am not salesy Susan. I'm not spammy Tammy. I'm just simply going to connect you with the tools and resources you need to make a decision that's best fit for you. Sound good? Okay. So why collagen? Emmy. And also, why hyaluronic? I never know if I'm saying that right. Hyaluronic. I'm so glad I'm not a scientist. Hyaluronic acid. Okay, well, both of those are needed as we age because our bodies were basically going from a ripe plump, you gotta love this metaphor, to a prune. Okay, as we age, we're losing our moisture, we're losing our hydration, our skin, like all the tissue along with it, the elasticity, all of that stuff with your joints, your connective tissues, making you're just getting weaker. Okay, and you're more prone to injury. So everyone needs to supplement with collagen and hyaluronic acid, specifically in clinical, like clinically effective dosage, right? You can't just like, I always tell my customers, like, it's not working if you don't put it in your body. You have to put it in your body and you want to put the most proven source. You know, you want the best of the best. Okay, so when should you start taking said collagen? Remember I told you I wish I would have started taking it earlier. Well, as soon as we're born. Not really. But in our 20s, we are losing it. So by our 40s, oh man, that's me. I'm getting there. We are losing the collagen and the hyaluronic acid in single digit percentages every single year. We're not getting enough of the collagen and HA in our natural diets. And honestly, the natural state of HA, which is hyaluronic acid, we're just going to call it that. It's going to be a lot easier. It's too complex for our bodies to absorb. Now, our bodies are amazing, but in its natural state, HA is too complex for our body to absorb. Okay. So you want to be able to have something that naturally exists with the collagen that's already in your body. So this is where science comes in. You have to develop, and the company that I'm with has developed a nutrient that could be abundantly absorbed, affecting your tissues positively with this, like, I don't even know. It's like this breakthrough nutraceutical type of technology that takes that and makes it into a state that your body can absorb. And honestly, it is the most foundational health product you will need ever. Okay. So that's why you got to start taking collagen now. Is it possible to increase collagen and HA by consuming simple proteins and foods? Well, the answer is no. We likely would have to increase our intake of meat, bones, marrow, connective tissues in every single meal. And I know as a woman, because of all of my experience with personal trainers and, you know, different diets I've done and counting macros, even now, like my midwife, like was asking me about what I was eating. And she's like, you need to eat more protein and protein at every meal. One that helps your, like, if you're having carbs, it actually helps your body digest the carbs better when you pair it with a protein. You never want to eat a carb by itself, but women specifically do not get enough protein. You don't. And even if you, like, I have a friend that is a fitness instructor and I see her eat bars and shakes and stuff because she's trying to get enough protein in. And even with that, she's still not. And she's more conscious and intentional about it than most people. So really, in today's diet, it's not practical nor sustainable long-term to eat all of that meat. Or like a bodybuilder, right? You used to eat like chicken and egg whites, gross. Like there's not enough chicken and egg whites you could eat to hit your protein limit. Because collagen is one of the most abundant proteins in your body. And that's why we're talking about protein. So you are going to have to find other methods to supplement the collagen and the HA regularly. Here is the kicker. This is a question I get all the time. And I see online, especially with the rage of collagen increasing, is a vegan source of collagen real? Again, short answer, no. Let me repeat that question though. Is there vegan collagen, Emmy? No. There's no such thing. Collagen cannot come from plants. Now, collagen boosters claim to stimulate collagen production, but none are clinically proven to do so. Okay, there is no such thing as vegan collagen. It's manufactured. It's man-made. It is not bioavailable, and it is not bio-optimized for your body. It's not going to have the same results and same absorption. They're really, honestly, there's no vegan collagen. So you're going to have to maybe check why you're concerned about that, which, you know, no judge club, but this is why you want to know about the different types of collagen that are out there, because there's so many different types and how they're made are not all pretty. I'm talking like ground up pig hooves and all the like extras left over. Like, think about a hot dog. Gosh, man, a good Seattle, if you ever come to Seattle or you live in Seattle or probably where you live, like after a football game or when I was in college and after I hit the clubs and I was really drunk, having a hot dog, they have these in LA too. The street dogs, oh man, they're so good. But if you really stop to think about what's in a hot dog, it's not pretty. And a lot of collagens on the market, I dare say most of them, that's how they're made. And sister girl, I know that you do not want that in your body. Okay, so those are the basics of collagen. Hopefully you learned something. If you need to, go back, take notes. As always, DM me any questions you have. You know that I am open to a conversation to help you decide if the collagen that I take is the best fit for you. And if it's not, guess what? We're still going to be friends. I'm still your friend. I still love you. I want what you feel is best for you. Now, I'm going to have some encouragements and I'm going to have some suggestions, of course, because I feel like I have found the best collagen on the market. And I know the results that it's getting just for me personally, for my clients. I have over 400 clients and customers who have utilized this specific collagen. You're not going to want to at least miss out on taking a look at it, especially this month, because there are huge sales coming. Okay. Huge, huge sales. I want you to actually take a screenshot of this, post on your Instagram stories. And if you tag me, I'm going to hook you up with a special coupon. Okay. Take a screenshot of this, put it in your Instagram stories, tag the Hey Hey Emmy, and I'm going to hook you up with an extra discount when Black Friday deals launch for this liquid gold. Okay. I'll see you on the next episode.
If you loved this episode, I would be so honored if you would subscribe to the show. Make sure to take a screenshot, share this to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Hey Hey Emmy so I can see it and we can keep the convo going. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please write a 5-star review on iTunes. Not only will this make me super happy, but it will allow for other peeps to find our show too. Once you do that review, send me a DM on Instagram so I can hook you up with a free audit of your IG bio. The only way you can get that IG bio audit is to do the 5-star Apple review. So don't forget to write your IG handle on the review so I know it's you. Okay, sister, you know what to do. Until we hang out together again on the next podcast party, have the best day ever.